Hello? Hello?
Is it?
Hi, is Tony? Is Tony in?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Tony, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay doing.
Good, good. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So, Tony, I sent you an email. I'm not sure if you got it. I need to know what type of equipment and about how much does it cost that you're looking for. That's what the underwriters need to know.
Okay, because I thought you were, because I answered that email, you remember? Because you said to see, like, how much they can do. And from here, you know, we'll see what I'm going to choose. You know?
Oh, so, exactly. So, I just need to know, like, in a perfect world, because they'll come back to me. If they can't approve, they'll tell me, can you approve for the max, less? But they need to know the general type. So what's like the general type of equipment and about how much do you think it would be costing in a perfect world?
Well, the minimum one is $20,000 because this is the ventless hood.
So ventless
this
hood.
This is what I wanted to finance at first. But you know, if it's a business loan, it's a good rate or whatever, let's see what best you can do.
Okay.
And that's it. But yeah, that would be the minimum, you know, that's 19. Yeah,
okay.
So we start at 21.
Okay. So I'm going to get this over. I just going to ask a few quick questions for you and then I'm not gonna blow up your line, I promise. So, Tony, I've got the business being around for about 3 years, is that correct?
Almost, yeah.
And did you start the business from the ground? So you need a ventless hood. Did you start the business from the ground up or did you buy it from someone else?
No, I created from scratch.
Okay. And then, yeah. You know, I've got your bank statement, so let me go over what kind of rates you should expect. Like I said, they'll give me I don't set the rates, just, you know, I'm just a rep here, but let me kind of give you the feedback and what they've given me some of this. So it looks like in the past you've applied for some of those merchant cash advances, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What I could get. Yeah.
Have you ever, but you never took any of those on, correct? I'm sorry?
I'm looking around, but, you know, if the rate is too high, I'm usually, you know, I mean, it needs to be worth it, you know. I don't like to get, like, some loan, and then I end up to pay, like, 2.5 what I ask for, you know?
Okay, so I think what you've referenced is this. So, do you mind if I take a few minutes? Is now an okay time, or are you busy right now?
No, go ahead.
I work with business owners all day. My parents actually own a business, and I think what you're referencing is this. There was obviously some pretty big credit issues. You know, you got these charge-offs on these credit cards that are severe issues, and I think...
Yeah, which is dumb, because I have the charge-off from the Bank of America. I had an agreement with them, like, for 12 months, I'm paying $758, and for another 12 months, $463, and we're almost done with the first 12 months. But since
they don't reflect that on the credit report.
But you can see, yeah, oh yeah, when you charge off, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, did you say that? No, but you know.
No, they claim is. Yeah, I know. I mean,
the statement, they always did the payment on time and all that, but you know. Yeah, I had some personal issue in 2014 from my family in France, so I had to send money. That's what happened, you know.
Yeah, no, hey, look.
That little period, everything was always perfect.
Okay.
So yeah, all the problems got built up from this 2014, 5 months, where I had personal issue. So that kind of threw me to the ground, and I'm catching up since, and you know, everything's good, business getting better and better. I mean, we beat all the record on May. I did more than $40,000 sales. That's great. I mean, you know, business is good.
Okay.
Now I want to upgrade the kitchen to try to add 6,000-8,000 sales a month, because 85% of my business is for lunch and breakfast. So I do 15-20% at night, but if I have a full kitchen with that ventless hood, I can, you know, bring them some nice stuff like steak feet and still things that's a little more dinner. And you know, and someday I'm sure we'll do even better. So.
Yeah, and I think what you're referencing is, and I'm more than happy just to walk you through it, that's what my role is here. There's a lot of companies that kind of prey upon people in bad spots. So when someone has credit issues, they're almost predatory in nature. And you know what predatory lending is, right?
Yeah.
They look for people that have very kind of nasty situations and say, hey, look, you can take it or leave it. And oftentimes these loans really hurt people. We're not a predatory
loan. I was waiting because Wells Fargo wanted to give me a loan. He promised me a loan because I've been banking with them since day one, and they see the numbers, they see the cash flow, they see all that.
Oh, okay.
And he just told me that he needs 650. He said, if you have 650, but I'm not there yet. I'm barely 600.
Okay, so let me explain kind of that world, so we don't...
Well, you know, can you just, like, because, you know, I'm still kind of doing things, Ruben, you know? Maybe you can just tell me straight, like, what you have to offer me?
Yeah, well, I just had to clarify the amount, so I'm submitting it over for approval. All I'm telling you is... Yeah, so I just underwriting had they. I need to know. I need to tell them. So I've submitted that information while we're on the phone. I should hear back either today or first thing tomorrow morning. You're looking for about 20, okay, and give you the best available options. I just want to let you know we're not here to like take advantage of your business. We're here to give you the best approval possible, but also give you an approval that not like a maybe. So I'll be in touch with you as soon as I hear back from my underwriting department, and hopefully it's something that works for your business.
What would you think we'll look at with your experience when it comes to the rate?
I mean, I know it's kind of a loaded question, and I think for me it's very hard to give someone the answer if I don't have it, but I can tell you my general thoughts. I think the general thoughts are that it's a three-year-old business. There were some credit issues. I think there's certain programs that you'll get approved for that are more cash flow oriented. There's a few programs that you might get approved for on credit orientation. My goal is not to take advantage of your business. It's to give you an approval. I'd expect your terms to be anywhere between 6 months to 3 years, and I'll give you all different options, maybe even five, and I'll give you all different options, and you can tell me, hey, this works for my business, or hey, it doesn't. In terms of rates, I don't know that answer. They're not set by me, so I'm not going to tell you something I don't know. I know you're not going to qualify for the worst program, and I know you're not going to qualify for the best based on the credit, but I'll try to offer you the best available. I'll try to offer you the best available approval. That's my job.
Okay.
You know, this whole thing of like, hey, give me a 650 and then you'll get approved. I'm not going to insult you and waste your time because you're not at a 650 right now. So why talk about something that doesn't exist? I'd rather give you something that helps you.
Yeah, well, no, basically, he told me no, but when you're 650, we could do something because numbers is good. I will have the 30% down or the 20% down that they need. So, you know, I'm sure.
Okay, and that's another thing, by the way. That's another thing. We don't require down payments on equipment, so I'm going to get this information over to the underwriter. I'm going to just call them because I already sent it over, and I'll be in touch with you immediately. Thank you. This information is really helpful. This is what I was needing, so I'm hoping to get you what you need, okay?
Yeah, but just to give you a clear information about what it is, that's what it was in 2014. That's where, you know, sometimes, you know, life issues, you know, just shows up and you need to adjust, you know, and that's what I've done.
I think the reality is that happens to a lot of business owners, and we just, our job is to provide you an approval, and I appreciate you sharing that information. I'm not going to judge you. These things happen to a lot of people, and you got to provide someone with a solution. So let's make it happen for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you, buddy. I'll be in touch as soon as possible. You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.